Next item was the Personnel Committee. Beth, would you like to give a report? This is a 3-minute item.
Sure, I've got a report. I wanted to ask first, did we skip the Governance Committee on purpose?
Yeah, we did, because Lawrence asked us to, and when we
approved the agenda.
Go ahead.
You're right.
I know that we skipped over it.
You're right. So the Personnel Committee, the newly constituted 2022 PNB Personnel Committee held its initial meeting via teleconference on Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. To safeguard employee privacy rights as legally required, all meetings will be held confidentially in closed session. The committee will meet again on Sunday, July 24th, 2022. I just found a typo. I'll send a corrected version. At 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time, the committee reports out from this first meeting that the 2022 PNB Personnel Committee convened in closed session to discuss personnel matters. No actions were taken. Thank you.
Thanks, Beth.
I did email that, and I will send a corrected version with that typo corrected as soon as I'm done with my next report.
Got it. Thanks. So the next item on the agenda is the Development Task Force, which, again, is Beth. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, the PNB Development Task Force held its regular monthly meeting via teleconference on Monday, June 27, 2022, with 12 participants, including Pacifica Executive Director Stephanie Wells. New KPFK CAB Chair Dan McCrory reported on his efforts to network with all 5 Pacifica Station CAB chairs regarding the current status of all local CABs in support of Pacifica's efforts to requalify the network as a whole for future CPB funding. That led to robust discussion of the extent of each station's presumed obligation to make a good faith effort to implement a fully functional local CAB in response to one CAB chair's comment via email that their local CAB was, quote unquote, on pause while awaiting the outcome of certain national issues. It was suggested that Pacifica Governance can, at some level, consider addressing this at the policy level. Pacifica Executive Director Stephanie Wells then introduced the potential for all local members to approach their own locally elected officials to solicit financial support for Pacifica from local discretionary funds. She offered to help mentor anyone into that process who was willing to give it a try. The next regular meeting of the PNB Development Task Force will be Monday, July 25th, 2022 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Thank you. And I emailed that earlier this meeting, so people have a copy of it near the top of their pile. Thanks.
Any questions for Beth? Teresa? Is your hand?
I'm sorry, no.
Oh, okay. Great. Any report from the COVID-19 task force? Or is that Lawrence? Polina, do you know?
That is Lawrence.
Okay. Technology task force, Jim Dingman, is there anything?
Yeah, we're going to be having a meeting this weekend where we're going to be talking about smart speakers. Earlier in the day, and I should note that something I don't think Heather had time enough to talk about was, and I sort of felt this should, you know, the Strategic Planning Committee, I'm sure, would agree with this, but the Programming Committee is going to have a powwow, a national powwow to deal with the question of collaboration on news nationally and ideas for resuscitating local news programming. Maybe Heather wants to add to this. To just fill it out and flush it out a little bit, but it's going to happen this Saturday. Heather, do you want to add to what you've been doing?
Well, thanks. I realized after I stopped talking that I didn't discuss this. Yes, we're having a
essentially a national meeting. We're having representatives from all the various stations that are engaged in some kind of news production, because we want to have a discussion about perhaps exploring doing something nationally and or also including international aspects as well in what we do with Pacifica as far as news is concerned. So I'm looking forward to this. It's on Saturday at 5 o'clock. So, all right, Jim, is that good enough for right now?
Yeah, of course. And then the other issue is, you know, we should have come out of the block with Roe v. Wade. We should have had every station coordinating a whole big blast out that day. And so hopefully we can talk about how to make sure that doesn't happen again. Anyway.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But I think what excites me about this, though, is the possibility of this coordinated effort on news. So we'll see how this goes. I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to comments from board members about this as well.
Thanks, Heather and Jim. Okay, so now we've gotten through all the committee reports with the exception of governance and COVID-19 task force. And let me just confirm that Lawrence has not yet made it back to our meeting. All right, so then the next item on the agenda, so let's just, you know, keep going. And if Lawrence gets here before we adjourn to closed session, then we'll come back to governance. So there's one item left on the agenda, one substantive item left on the agenda, which is the new business item, which is Susan Young's motion on underwriting. And Susan, would you like to, she sent it via email to everybody, but would you like to, so it's not part of the agenda per se, but, or and that maybe not pasted in the appendix. That's what I meant. I didn't mean to say it's not part of the agenda. It's not pasted in the appendix. Susan, would you like to read your motion?
Yes. Okay. Motion to authorize stations to seek underwriting that provides a public service is consistent with Pacifica mission and goals and conforms to all legal and regulatory requirements. Whereas named sponsorships or underwriting can provide a valuable community service that enlivens the cultural and economic vitality of community radio programming, whereas sponsorships and underwriting with policies that conform to Pacifica, that conform to all Pacifica policy, legal, and regulatory requirements can provide a valuable source of revenues. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board tasked the executive director to engage with general managers, program directors, affiliates, the archives, and others to draft policies and procedures for approval by the Pacifica National Board to guide business units that elect to seek sponsorships or underwriting. Pacifica stations in the archives are authorized to seek underwriting at their discretion, subject to the policies and procedures approved by and from time to time amended by the Pacifica National Board.
Is there a second to Susan's motion?
I am not seeing this.
Yes, hang on. I'll send it to you.
I'm sending it right now, actually, to everybody.
Yeah. is there a second to Susan's motion?
This is Heather. I'll second it.
Thank you, Heather. Discussion of Susan's motion and noting that this is a 10-minute item.
Let me see.
I just want to mention that, so you all might know that most of my work has been in cooperative economic development with the Federation of Southern Cooperatives, because the Federation of Southern Cooperatives works with black farmers across the South. It's licensed in 16 Southern states. And this is where I really got the sense of understanding the importance of local controlled businesses and so forth and outreach to the community through cooperatives, but it also has to do with small businesses as well, which I think is something that Lou Hill would in fact appreciate. He was not supportive of these huge corporate entities that try to control everything, but small businesses, and I'm going to include cooperatives in the mix here, are a part of our communities. They're essential for us to maintain some kind of balance of equity and so forth, and involvement in the community altogether. So I'm very much in favor of this. I'm so glad that we're having this discussion. So thank you, Susan.
I see Jim Dingman's hand. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, this is long overdue to actually explore this intelligently and actually seek patrons, if you will. And what I'm reminded of is many years ago, I read in the University of Maryland has, you know, Pacifica's history spread out all around the country. And the University of Maryland has digitized the debates that went on in the early 80s about taking money from the CPB. They're very interesting to read because they, you know, they repeat the, oh, my God, we're going to be selling out to the federal government, blah, blah. But here's something I know that Bertol was able to get. A $11,000 contract from the Department of Transportation, the city of New York, basically for car safety. I mean, you know, that's like not particularly politically right wing. And so things like that are no brainers that all the stations can pursue. And I know that a lot of stations do this anyway, but it's great that we actually are talking about getting this underway because it's not a panacea, but every little bit helps.
Thanks, Jim. Susan Young, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to motivate this, if you will.
Bet.
Obviously, there, you know, coordination has not been the long suit for all of this, but there are a number of us who think that this is really important and have been coming at it from different points of view. What I hope that this motion, I encourage us to adopt it because it essentially approves the principle that we all agree that seeking appropriate underwriting is something that we approve and wish it to move forward with all due speed. We have excellent already materials from Ursula, which I'll share with everybody. We also have a package that's very similar at KPFT that we've had on hold, looks a lot like Ursula's. So I think we can jumpstart this effort if we can essentially have the sense of the PNB that, yes, we support this. And that was the purpose of this motion.
Jim Dingman, then Jim Sagerton.
Yeah, another good aspect of this is it can allow us to have a greater interaction with our affiliates. Because, and I'm talking about all of them, there's some of them do amazing, and we could really learn from how they're doing things in this area all around the country. Could really be very helpful.
Thanks. Jim Sagerton, then Beth. Jim?
Oh, yeah, hi. I came to Pacifica initially, of course, because of the programming, but also the concept of being non-commercial and listener-sponsored and democratically organized, and those things are very important to me. And as such, I, in the past, have pretty much been a purist on the idea of no advertising, and I included and lumped in to that no underwriting. And I used to like to say the only thing worse than underwriting is dissolution. And, you know, we're getting precariously close to that. So, speaking from the more purist side of things historically, I want to say that's where we are. And this doesn't need to be a permanent thing. If we try it and it turns out the slippery slope is a thing and we find issues or, you know, doesn't work out well, I think we can look to Heather's station in Georgia and hope that we can do it well and that it will be okay and it will support our community. But just in case, we can always go back. Some would argue that, well, we'll get addicted to it and we won't be able to go back. Well, again, the slippery slope is a thing. But at this point, I don't see not diversifying our revenue streams in order to try and pull ourselves out of this crisis that we've been hearing about for weeks and months now and most of this meeting. So I just want to say I support this concept. I support this idea and let's try to move it forward.
Thanks. Beth?
Yes. In general, I support the idea of resuming appropriate underwriting and indeed have been working toward that goal for months. But from the time I first came on to local governments, like 2.5 years ago, there has been significant opposition to underwriting per se, to the point that it has effectively shut down underwriting, at least at my local station, and as I understand it elsewhere. I've heard it asserted that, in fact, Pacifica is against Pacifica policy to take underwriting. And that's where I started my research, to find out what existing policy is. I have yet to find anything that would preclude it. And so actually, unless someone can point me to existing policy that forbids it, I would say that there's nothing to prevent us from moving forward on this now, and therefore the motion isn't necessary. Beyond that, this motion doesn't do anything to prevent the kind of extensive commercial promotions, effectively advertising, that from my perspective so compromised NPR both ethically and aesthetically, and that any underwriting policy that doesn't address that issue is just inviting the organized opposition that has prevented it for the last few years to get organized and oppose it. And that's what I've been working on in the background, is try to track down where are the obstacles, what are their objections, how can we satisfy those objections specifically, and write that into policy. So we're not that far yet, but we're a lot farther than we were when I first started. I'm not able to support this in its present form because I don't think it's mature. I think until we address those issues of what we mean by underwriting and what is and what's not allowed, it's just going to rouse the opposition. And I've been working really hard to overcome that opposition. So for me, it would feel like a step backwards. We need to work on developing those policies before we make a move on this. And I'm happy to work with people to do that. I think that this current motion has been precipitously fast without taking into account what's already underway, what other people's schedules are, what all needs to go into a motion like this. And so, regretfully, I'm not going to be able to support this, though I do support developing appropriate underwriting policy and then implementing it across the network. Thank you.
Thanks. I have Susan Young, and then I don't know who call-in user one is.
Chair,
oh, was that Lawrence? Lawrence? Okay, hang on.
Yeah, and I'd like to be on the spec.
Yeah. You're on the spec. Go ahead, Susan Young.
Okay, Beth, I'm sorry that you have not returned my phone calls. And I'm sorry that it has taken so many months to be able to research this. We need to be able to act on this promptly. Furthermore, my motion says must be in agreement with Pacifica policy, and that the policies and procedures will be approved by the Pacifica board. So I encourage you to come forward with all of the great research you've already been doing. I know you've got many things on your plate, so I wanted to move this forward. We have excellent examples already, as Heather has said, and with all of the affiliates. Let's not drag our feet. Let's move forward, and please come forward with the policies that are on the basis of your research. I did a survey before you and I started talking about this at our KPFD LSB, sent it out to everybody I knew there. I had only one reply, and it was from a person who is typically very vigorous in opposition to things he thinks are not Pacifica. He wholeheartedly endorsed this. Our former GM endorsed this. Our development officer endorses this. I want us to get moving, and I hope you can bring your considerable research in when we're coming back with policies and procedures for the PNB to approve.
Lawrence, you're next, then Jen Dingman.
And Teresa.
Thank you.
I know, but you're after that list. Go ahead, Lawrence. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. So I know that this is food looking for a place to land and to stick. I know that in Texas, KPFT has done underwriting even before this motion reared its head right now. I know people, I know Beth does her homework, and everybody, we try to do the best that we can in regards to our homework. This motion is completely premature, and there's no way I can support the whole notion of underwriting without further research and study, and that we have to take our time and dot our I's and cross our T's, because what may work in Texas, just like Susan wrote earlier today, may not work on the coast. And we already were admonished for doing some form of underwriting at KPFK. So I think this is a way too premature to even consider right now. And I mean, it takes a lot of work to align with anything that will be friendly to our mission and will be friendly to the work that we do and to the way we think outside of the box. And I think underwriting is a very dangerous precedent to set at this point in time. And again, we are in a financial crisis, and this certainly is not a magic bullet. So it's not going to have any immediate impact. So I don't see why to rush to judgment.
Pushing
this on us right now, at the very last minute today, this requires time, and I'm gonna make a motion to further study.
I'll second that. This is Beth.
Okay, so now we have a motion on the floor. Wait a minute. To postpone what for further study?
I oppose that motion.
Hey. Hang on. Not recognized yet. I need Lawrence to add Glenn clarity to what his motion is.
Okay. I'm motioning to postpone the motion that Susan presented for underwriting.
Okay.
For some iteration of underwriting until we are able to align it with our principles and our mission and do further study on how we could develop a policy that is friendly and does not compromise our principles.
All right, thank you.
So I got you, Lawrence.
Thank you. And Beth seconded that. I just wanted clarity on what the motion was. Okay, so now
hang on, Julie, because I don't have clarity on it. Chris went on at length. The motion is to postpone Susan's motion until what?
Until we do further study.
Until further study, and that's...
I think you said things also like making sure that it aligns with Pacifica's mission, et cetera.
And principles.
Thank you.
Apologies. May I move to extend for 5 minutes? I know we're well past time.
Yeah. I think that's right. Yes, we're past time, so we need to,
Second.
Thank you, Jim Sagerton. Any objections to the motion to extend for 5? Hearing none, we're extended for 5. Okay, now we're dealing with the motion to postpone.
And Chair, I did say the governors to postpone it and, send it to governors for the study.
All right.
Hang on. It was already seconded without the governance stuff. So that's what's on the floor right now. And so now the question is, we only extended for 5 minutes and there were a bunch of hands up that I think were hands that were up about the original motion. But now we have to focus on the motion to postpone.
Well, are we going to have discussion on this, ma'am?
Yeah, what I was actually hoping I could do is like, yes, go ahead, Jim Dingman. If it's strictly speaking about focus on the motion to postpone.
Yeah, I oppose that motion because, I understand the reasons why both Lawrence and Beth bring that up, but these issues have been argued by this board over the past 20 years again and again and again. I mean, I remember this same debate going on. We're in a different situation right now. I don't pretend that this would, you know, bring in 10 or 15% of our gross revenue, maybe 1 or 3%. But I personally think that, getting money from the Department of Transportation, the city of New York, for $11,000 to have car safety radio advertisements, how does that, you know, hit or attack the Pacific Commission? And I think we have to legitimate this process in order to get it going, because we're not going to, if we're going to study it and then try to come up with the right approach, nothing's going to get done for months. And right now we're in this financial crunch where we have to explore all avenues of revenue. People have common sense. They're going to respect the mission. If they're going to bring ideas and if they're rejected by the body, great. But people should be allowed to explore right now the ability to get different income streams coming in. And it is not something, I disagree again with Lawrence and Beth on this. I just think we have to legitimate this and let's get going and then bring it back and we can fine tune it as we're hearing comments and critiques. But the best thing to do is get this going to implement additional income streams in the situation we're in right now.
Thanks. Teresa, then Egberto and Marianne, I want to make sure to acknowledge that that you realize that Egberto has joined the call. So Teresa's next.
Yes, perhaps you were unaware of it, Lewis, but a number of people weighed in on this before you even came back on the call. This has been voted on at least 15 years ago when Ursula did extensive research to start this program with the affiliates. I think that this is a good test as to whether our executive director and the PNB can get something done that is foundation-wide, and I hope that we will pass it, and I hope that our executive director will assign responsibility for it to be done properly, because it can be very lucrative and it can be done right and fully in line with our mission, which I'm looking at, and I do not see anything on the mission that says we can't do this. Thank you.
So Teresa was just speaking to the original motion, not the motion to postpone. So I'm going to beg
for... Well, I want to vote on it now. I guess I could have called the question.
I see Egberto.
Yeah, I'd like to call a question for us to vote on it, and then I have to speak on the motion, the original motion.
Okay.
My hand is up too.
You didn't make the motion. Lawrence did, and he already motivated. And I'm mindful of the time, folks, because we haven't gone to closed session yet, which we have to do, right? There's no getting over the closed session. I heard a call the question. So, I'm sorry, Mr. Tatum, what is it that I have to do to call the question? Do I ask if there are any objections to calling the question?
That is correct. Next time they'll get a second.
Oh, well, I think Teresa said it and then Egberto said, I want to go to a vote too. Egberto, was that a second?
Yeah, point of order, Lawrence.
That's a second.
Thank you, Egberto. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I just want to clear the record that Ursula's presentation happened at WPFW at an in-person meeting, and the PNB did not vote for it. It did not support it. So I just want to make the record clear that although she did do a presentation to the PNB at the in-person meeting, it was not supported. So
Point of order, this does not speak to calling the question.
Correct. So we are on calling the question. So are there any objections to calling the question? And the question...
I object.
The calling of the question is on the motion to postpone. You object. Okay, so then that means we go to a vote. Sorry.
No, I don't object. I don't object.
Okay. Right. So now the question is, are there any objections to the motion to postpone?
Yes.
The call of the question. We haven't voted on calling the question yet.
Okay. Are there any objections to calling the question? Hearing none, now we go to the question being the motion to postpone. Okay.
Correct.
Are there any objections to the motion to postpone?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So then, Marion, we go to a vote on them, and this is on the motion to postpone.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Votes no. Jim Dingaman.
No.
Votes no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Votes no. Heather Gray.
No.
Votes no. Avelia Jones.
No.
Votes no. Ali Lexa.
No.
Votes no. Marianne Martinez.
Pass.
Did I hear a yes or a pass?
Pass.
Pass. Okay. James McFadden.
Abstain.
Abstains. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Votes no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Abstains. James Sagerton.
Sorry, muted. No.
Votes no. Mark van Landout. Mark van Landout. No. Okay. Beth van Gunten.
Yes, to postpone.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
No.
Votes no. Susan Young.
No.
Votes no. Okay, let me see. Marianne Martinez, you passed. How do you choose
more discussion on the motion?
Pardon?
Sorry.
Oh. Marianne Martinez, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
No.
Votes no. Let me see. Sharon is not there. Mark van Landout. I've not heard from Mark. I'm still not hearing from Mark. Okay. We have 1, 2 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstains. So we have 2 yes votes and 11 no votes. The motion to postpone fails.
Okay, so that puts us back at the main motion. And there were a bunch of hands still on the stack. However, I believe we are now out of time. So
I vote to extend for 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
James.
Thank you. So are there any objections to the motion to extend for 10 minutes? Hearing none. 10 more minutes. Okay, so now we are back to the discussion of the motion on underwriting, and I'm just going to start at the beginning of the stack again. I don't know whether this is, you know, the right order or not, but it's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go Jim Sagerton, Teresa Allen, Egberto, then Vanessa, then Beth, then Lawrence. Okay, Jim Sagerton, go. You're still muted, Jim.
Sorry. So sorry. How to do this? I want to, I guess I want to say that I want to consider making an amendment to the motion. And that would be in the last clause where it says Pacific Stations and the Archives are authorized to seek underwriting at their discretion, subject to the policies and procedures approved by and from time. I want to consider amending that to say, authorized to seek underwriting after policies and procedures are approved by the board. And I'm not quite sure how to do it, and I'm not quite sure I want to do it. So I'm just putting that out there, and hopefully that'll be part of the discussion going forward. I know there's an argument that if we wait for the policies and procedures to be created, then we'll fritter away time and it will never happen. It'll get studied to death. You know, people who have an opposing point of view will get organized. You know, I don't know how, you know, I think we should hear all points of view, but, I am a little concerned about authorizing people to go off on their own, making different arrangements before we have the policies in place. And as Beth pointed out, while it's been said that there are policies, I've never seen them, and I don't think anybody's been able to produce them. So let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's find reasonable policies that are used elsewhere, perhaps talking to Heather about it, and get some policies in place without studying it to death and making the whole thing disappear.
Madam Chair, I second his amendment. His amendment is to say after policies and procedures are adopted. That was my intention. I second his amendment.
I didn't actually make an amendment, so I'm sorry for crosstalk. I didn't actually make an amendment. I said I'm considering making an amendment, and I want to just put it out there and let it be part of the conversation. If somebody else wants to jump in and make the amendment immediately, that's okay. I was hoping to hear some back and forth on it.
Yeah, yeah. How about if we just keep going on the stack, and if somebody, you know, we'll come back. Somebody can do this. So it's Teresa, then Engberto. Teresa. You're muted, Teresa.
Yes, I will make that amendment. I think that we should have our executive director work with Ursula to take the lead, to write up the policies and procedures and do it as quickly as possible. I think that so much of the minutiae and so many of the details, they cannot be ironed out by this committee. I mean, we just can't do this. We should let our executive director do what she's good at and have her get this done for us. Thank you. So that's my amendment.
So Teresa did make the motion. Is there a second?
So hold off on the amendment if at all. I know this is out of turn, but I'd like to hold off on that because I read that thing, I think, differently.
Go ahead, Egberto.
Okay. First
of all, second.
Okay, let me go ahead and say my piece.
It's your turn anyway. Go ahead.
Thank you. The amendment, I think, it pretty much says what Sagerton and Susan were about to say, and given that it says discretion subject to policies and procedures approved. So I think trying to minutia the words is just that, in my humble opinion. Now, I want to, first of all, respectfully to both Beth and Lawrence, I mean, I know exactly where you're coming from. That is the kind of tenet I take with commercial stuff as well. But I think at this point in time where we are very much, you know, I've been on board just a few months now, and I see how long things take to occur. I would really love to see folks go off and try to get the underwriting subject to exactly what Susan says in her motion. And again, I think we are working great as a board, that if something comes to pass that looks sort of eerie, we don't have to go into a whole lot of machinations and technicalities and arguments. We can always come back and say, hey, man, I kind of think that that's not the best thing right now. So I think right now we shouldn't be looking for complexities, but just to move things forward as rapidly as possible. All of us know, being a Pacifica member, what we really stand for. Thank you so kindly.
Thanks. Vanessa, then Beth.
Yeah, you gonna call on me, Lawrence?
Your hand's up, but you're after Beth. Sorry, Vanessa.
Okay. I just want to endorse everything that Jim Dingman said. I mean, I think he said it perfectly. The only thing I don't agree with is this newest amendment, if it's actually been made, for the executive director to go off by herself and to do this. I think if the executive director comes back with a well thought out recommendation, but ultimately I'm just not with the program of, you know, we have the oversight, of allowing an executive, no matter how well experienced, to go off and say, here, this is what you're going to do. And just start doing stuff. It should come back to us as a recommendation. We should review it and then vote on it. But I agree with the urgency of it. It's kind of like past time, to consider something like this. It's like, how far down do we want to go? You know, before we say, hey, well, you know, let's consider this thing that we're, that, you know, we don't want to do. But it can be done in a principled way. So if Theresa made, if she actually made the amendment for the ED to go off and do this by herself, then I would vote against it. But I agree with the principle of it. So thanks. Theresa, is that what you did?
Seems like it died for lack of second, but.
Okay. So that's not included then.
Yeah. So hang on. Susan Young is arguing, which she pointed out in the chat, that her motion requires PMB approval of any policies and procedures for it to take effect.
Right.
So,
okay, cool.
Which I think is what the point Egberto was making.
Okay, good.
So,
okay,
cool. And so, you know, I didn't technically recognize Lawrence, who did second it. I mean, he blurted out a second, but I didn't technically recognize him. So Teresa's motion hasn't, technically speaking, been seconded. So, okay. So any rate, and so then we're still on the stack, and so it's Beth Lawrence, Jim Dingman, then Heather. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, nothing that I have found yet.
Was that Marianne who's asking to be added to the stack?
Okay, I start over?
Yeah, no, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Then from the top, nothing that I have found yet prevents using underwriting now without the need for this motion. Nothing that I have found yet prevents working on developing policies now without this motion. This motion is not necessary to allow those things now. I support the development I support developing policies for Pacifica to use underwriting. I oppose this motion as is because the devil is always in the details. If it passes now in this form, it will be over significant objections, both that expressed here in the meeting and all of it that I'm going to run into back on my local LSB. And therefore, the effect, the long-term effect, even if you manage to get majority of votes tonight, the effect will be divisive. It won't be a durable decision. It's going to ignite fires from here right on down the course of trying to implement this. That's what I've been trying to prevent. Thank you.
Lawrence, then Jim Dingman.
Thank you. So I'm a second to Lisa's motion with an amendment. The amendment is that
died.
That you said? Excuse me?
My amendment died.
Well, I tried to second. I wasn't recognized, so I'm being recognized now. So, Chair, would it be in order for me to second the amendment?
I don't
think. Amendment that I would want to.
Lawrence, I don't think we have a motion on the floor at the moment. It died because it needed to be seconded then. So.
Okay, so I'd like to restate the motion. That I'd like to make the motion, the amendment, and I'd like to amend that amendment by stating that that the ED and the director of the affiliate put together a plan and bring it to the board for approval.
Madam Chair, point of information.
I'm seeking a second on that.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
there is a motion on the floor. The amendment to the motion died for lack of second, but Susan's motion is on the floor.
Susan's motion is on the floor. That is correct.
Then I'm amending Susan's motion with the amendment that was uttered with the amendment that I'm attaching to the motion that a plan be brought to the board for approval. Underwriting.
Yeah, so hang on, folks. I have to find the motion itself again so that I can. Yeah, that's true, but I still need to figure out where we are on this motion. I mean, because you've introduced a motion to amend.
Nobody seconded it.
No, I understand that, but I need to know where I can't find the motion. Sorry, people. This is what happens when we spend a lot of time on stuff. Then we're late. And
I can read, Madam Chair, I can read the motion, and we are past 10 minutes.
Yes, we are. I'm sure that we are.
Go ahead and read it, because basically the motion includes the language that Lawrence is offering. Whereas named sponsorships or underwriting can provide a valuable community service that enlivens the cultural and economic vitality of community radio programming. Whereas sponsorships and underwritings with policies that conform to all Pacifica policy, legal and regulatory requirements can provide a valuable source of revenues. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board task the executive director to engage with general managers, program directors, affiliates, the archives, and others to draft policies and procedures for approval by the Pacifica National Board to guide business units that elect to seek sponsorships or underwriting. Pacifica stations and archives are authorized to seek underwriting at their discretion, subject to the policies and procedures approved by and from time to time amended by the Pacifica National Board.
Thank you. So in effect, Lawrence's motion to say that it would be, so the ED was already in there, the affiliates director was already in there, Ursula, effectively. With
yeah,
the
point of order. Network.
Yes, Lawrence.
My
others out? Sorry,
my motion is not in order. Because the motion that Susan just read is exactly what I want. So
okay, great.
Second, everybody.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Appreciate that. All right, so we are still discussing Susan's motion, and there are a few people who haven't had a chance to speak. And the question is: are we going to have a motion to extend, given that it's 11:30, or are we going to go to a vote on the motion?
Call the question.
Call the question. All right. Are there
second?
Thank you, Egberto. Are there any objections to calling the question? Hearing none, the question is called, and so we are. Are there any objections to Susan Young's motion, unamended, basically? Hearing no objections, the motion passes. Thank you, folks. Okay, so the only thing we didn't do on the
Did I miss my opportunity to vote against that motion?
You did. I asked for objections to the motion.
I object. I had to get unmuted. It came faster than I expected. Please put me down as an objection. I object.
So we have to go to a vote. We've got an objection, so we have to go to a vote. Sorry, I didn't make up Robert's rules.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Another solution is for her objection to be written in the minutes, and therefore you wouldn't have to go to a vote.
It's
still unanimous consent.
Okay.
To approve, but note that a member objected to it.
So, got it. You got that, Marianne?
I just got it.
Awesome. Okay. Thank
point
you.
Point of information.
Go ahead, James McFadden.
I was kind of in the same boat. And I wanted to just register as an abstention.
I want to register a no vote. I vote against it. I don't just object. I vote against. I want to vote against it. It's my intention to vote against it.
Okay, that would be fine. You can put that verbatim in the minutes. And also someone asked for his abstention to be written in the minutes. And that can be done, Marianne.
I am doing it as we speak.
Right. And I'm giving anyone else the opportunity who wants to have the minutes reflect that as well.
And if no objections, that can go in the minutes. I would hate to say that if someone disapproved with that going into the minutes, you would have to vote on that. But I'm not, you didn't hear me say that.
I didn't hear you say that. Okay. All right. Thank you. So the motion was approved and the minutes are now, Marianne's now got the correct items in the minutes, as necessary, to reflect the members' preferences. Where that puts us overall is that we are, done with the open session agenda at 11:33, with the exception of governance committee. And there was a motion from the governance committee. And so the problem, folks, is that we absolutely, positively have to have a closed session tonight. And so if we go to the governance committee now, instead of going to closed session, we're going to go past midnight. And so the question is, are we doing that or not?
Yeah.
Lawrence,
can I be recognized as the chair of the governance committee?
Yes.
When is our next meeting scheduled?
Well, we don't have another meeting scheduled other than the next regular meeting.
Okay, because I was thinking since the committee is currently without a secretary right now, and I wasn't able to make out the recording and all of that. So I would ask my colleagues to consider postponing the governance committee report to our next meeting, to our next scheduled meeting. And that could be whenever you want to receive the report. Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Susan, for the second. Are there any objections to postpone the governance committee report to the next open session meeting? Hearing none, that is postponed. That means that we are...
Chair, my motion wasn't the next regularly scheduled meeting. My motion was for the next meeting.
The next meeting.
Right.
Okay, hang on, Lawrence. Yeah. What it means is that if the next meeting turns out to be primarily something that again on the is mainly closed meeting because it's dealing with our current financial crisis situation, what it means that I'll do is instead of scheduling just a closed session, I'll schedule both an open and closed, and we'll deal with the governance in the open session too. That's all that means. We don't have to. I'll just do it right. Lawrence, I hear you. All right. So that means we're at the point of adjourning the open session. Can I get a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
I second.
Thank you, Teresa and Egberto. Any objections to the motion to adjourn to closed session? Hearing none. At 11:36 p.m. on the East Coast, we are adjourned to closed session.